But as Vanessa Williams once said, we save the best for last. And here he is, the man that continues to dress me every day. And I can't thank you enough because it's completely changed my life. The gorgeous men's fashion designer, Joseph Abboud. Good morning, Joseph.
Sydney, thanks for having me. You've now become a sex symbol.
I have.
And this is really, really depressing. From the early days of sports announcing to now a superstar, you know, and you should write a new book called You're Beautiful and You're Smart.
That's funny. Instead of You're Wrong and You're Ugly.
Yeah.
I do have a new book coming out. You're in the book, by the way.
Yeah.
Citizens United, set for release Father's Day. We did finish the book, me and Johnny Russo, last week.
Yeah.
But some of that is tongue-in-cheek, superstar, I guess, quasi. And a sex symbol. You know, I do get a lot of messages.
We have to be careful
unprovoked
where this show is going. Yeah.
I know. So social media is a very dangerous place. But that goes back to you because Bernie always says this too. I used to show up in T-shirts,
yep,
the Rosenberg Show T-shirts and shorts.
That's right.
Now, almost every day, I wear a blazer, a jacket. Mm-hmm. This is a suit today. But
yep,
but it's all your product. All of it, except for a couple of Louis Ricard shirts. It's all your product. All
well, you've done me proud because you've always looked so great in the clothes. And it comes back to what we said, you know, the clothes make the man, and they really do. And in this time, you know, where people have been in sweatshirts and T-shirts and sweatpants because they haven't gone to work,
yeah,
we need to reverse that. It's time for guys to get dressed up
again. I agree.
And we're out now where those masks were horrific.
Yeah.
They were
terrible. Want them back.
I tried to coordinate them with my outfits.
You did. But you actually gave me a couple of
like,
colors.
That's right. Some Glenn plaids. But it really is time to get dressed up again. Yeah. But it shows just how important first impressions are.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have a couple of acting opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm in Gravesend.
That's
shooting a movie in Los Angeles. And my wife gets on me. She's like, you got those opportunities because you're on the radio. I go, no, Danielle. I got those opportunities because I work out and I wear nice clothing.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that dressing for success
absolutely
means something, you're naive and or stupid or maybe a combination of both.
Absolutely. So I've always thought, even from the very beginning when I started to try to dress well, to open doors, it really did open doors, as I said, first impression.
Yeah.
So,
and look at this outfit today. This is gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
A great turtleneck, a beautiful scarf, and that is a gorgeous jacket.
This is one from The Runway, the show that you were at.
Yes!
At the pier. So
yes,
we only made a limited edition of pieces. There's only two or three of these in the world. And it's not because I'm so proud that it's so exclusive, but I really made it with me in mind.
It's gorgeous.
You know, I was able to design it. So, I love doing that. I still love designing clothes. I do want people to get dressed up again. And right now, the supply chain issue is really a nightmare.
Well, let's talk about that, because we're always talking on this show about food.
That's right.
And cars.
That's
but
right.
Clothing is in the same boat.
Well, think about the fashion industry as the fourth largest industry in the United
States. What are the three biggest ones?
I don't know what the three biggest are, but I know that the fashion industry is
gambling,
right up
prostitution,
in the
cup. And liquor.
Probably. But if you really think about it now, think about no wool is coming from Australia to go to Italy to weave the fabrics. So no fabrics are coming from Italy to be manufactured in clothes here in America. So this supply chain issue, you may go into a store and see jackets and no pants. You can look at stores and see they're probably a quarter full. And it's very difficult. And not too many people have spoken up about the fashion industry itself having these major issues.
That's because nobody's, like you said, people aren't getting dressed up.
At some point they will. But then we are also coupled with these lootings. Walnut Creek in San Francisco, where the Nordstrom and the Gucci stores, where groups of people, and they are marauders, go in and literally take piles of clothing out of stores. I mean, this is a major issue that crime in the United States is going to affect the fashion business as well.
Wow. So most of your threads come from Italy.
Well, all of our fabrics did, and we manufactured a lot in Italy, and you know, it's an amazing country, but they've been hit so hard. They've been shut down by the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's a vicious cycle. And to me, I think the way we have to look at this is, how do we get people back to normal? They've got to start shopping. But
they have to go back to work. I mean, you have to understand, there's still 60% of the offices in New York City are still unoccupied.
Right. It's all interconnected. And really think about this. When they do get dressed up, are the prices going to skyrocket?
Mm-hmm.
We run into that issue with all of this inflationary problem that we have.
You almost said bull duty. You almost cursed.
I I realize that I'm on a family show. You just had your mom on, and you've had everybody in tears. So I don't want to be a negative influence.
But
on
you're right. You're right. It's a mess.
Well,
it's a mess.
But I think all of that, I think this is the greatest country in the world. And if you ask me what I'm thankful for on Thanksgiving,
yeah,
is that I live in America. And where could a kid from the south end of Boston grow up to have his own fashion line, his own collection, his own label? So, you know, I always look at this as a half full situation, but we do have issues. But also, I'm really excited about I'm working on a project, a mini series or film based off of my book Threads.
Which I have to tell you, in my my family room,
yes,
which is really my room, I watch
course
TV there, and I have three books. True story now.
Yeah.
Three books there. One's mine because I'm a narcissist.
One, yes, me too.
One is
me too.
One is Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa. She wrote a book on her mother because I miss Joan Rivers.
Oh, she was the best. When it comes to the fashion business,
nobody
she
better
was the best.
Oh, that's ironic. I didn't even realize that, but that's true, right? And the third book on that table is Threads.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, this is really fun. When I wrote Threads with Ellen Stern, who's an incredible writer, she was the senior writer at GQ. She did the first Kevin Costner article on the Untouchables. I mean, she's a brilliant writer.
Have you seen Kevin Costner's show Yellowstone?
No, I know you talked about it.
Best show on television.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
And you will love what they wear.
Is that right?
The cinematography. You love all that stuff. Yeah, I'm
well,
sorry.
So, at any rate, what I couldn't say in Threads, because I did want to be the nice guy, is what I can say in this new, what started as a novel, is this new mystery. And it really shows the underbelly of fashion.
You're going to be mean?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's the dark side of Joseph.
Can you give me one person, and not Versace because he was murdered. Give me, and you probably liked him anyway. Give me one person who's famous that you weren't all that nice to in this, and you knew what.
I was very nice to everybody. I probably had some criticism of some American designers, some European designers, but again, I was part of the fashion industry, and I didn't really want to bury them.
Mm.
In the new book, in the new novel,
who's
in the new film.
Give me one name in the new one that you just
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me.
I can't tell you because it's really.
You got to buy the book.
It's really kind of fantastic. But the fact that the fashion business isn't as glamorous as everybody thinks, and you and I have talked about this on so many occasions. It's as cutthroat as any industry, and there's a lot of
I would think the most cutthroat.
Yeah.
The most.
And we don't even pretend to be nice to each other. It's a really fascinating look at the underbelly of the fashion industry. And it's very visual because we talk about Milan and Florence and just talking to Joe Tacopino about being in Italy and the beauty there.
Yeah.
But really the intrigue is fantastic.
So it's probably going to be a miniseries
TV? I'm hoping it's a Netflix or Amazon.
Are you in talks with any
of
people?
Yeah, we're in talks.
But
it's a chance for me to take the gloves off.
I love it.
You know?
Because you're so nice. But I know down deep you could be a real prick. That's how you can't be successful if you're not.
You know what? You have to stand up for yourself. You have to fight the battles.
Yes.
You have to know your place in the universe.
Damn right.
And it's really, really, really exciting. And so it's really a fun project, and it's something I'm really
looking forward to. When will we know? What,
probably at the beginning of the year sometime. So you know you will be the first to know.
I can't wait.
And you know, maybe I'll write you in the book.
What do you mean, maybe? You better. You're in my books.
That's right.
You're in my new book that's coming out. But listen, I am intrigued, and I love you, and we've had a very close relationship now.
Yeah.
For the better part of 20 years.
Oh, by the way, let's say happy birthday to Gabe.
Thank you.
And one of the greatest joys I've had in this last two or three months was to have Gabe wear a Joseph Abboud suit to his bar.
Well, you're not doing it justice. Not just wear it, but and I know you're a humble guy. But we went to Men's Warehouse on 49th and Madison or something. 45th and Madison?
45th and Madison.
Yeah. And me and Gabe. And there was Joseph and these two machas from Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, they came just
Andy.
Because you were there. Andy.
And the other guy's a great guy, too.
Mo, the store manager, terrific guy.
And Joseph had my son measured for his bar mitzvah suit. And it was a Joseph Abboud suit and tie and hanky and shoes and socks. And then what does this guy do? He's walking towards the register. Joe, where are you going? He bought the suit.
Well,
that thousands
was
of
my,
dollars
that
for
was,
my son. That was very
my,
nice.
That was my gift.
That was very nice.
To a great young man.
Thank you.
You should be so. And he looks so handsome.
He looked great.
And he should keep that suit because it's going to be worth a lot of money one day because I signed it.
You did sign it.
I signed it.
Which I put on my Instagram story, which was great.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was so nice.
So happy birthday.
Thank you for that. Today he's actually 13.
Yeah,
today,
he's a young man.
I know. I can't believe it.
You know.
But all the years I've known you, I am intrigued by your business in a big way.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing business. I know how cutthroat it is, how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And I know the men and the women don't seem to get along.
Nobody gets along.
But do the women feel like they're superior to the men's designer? Because there's more of them.
I do think that menswear is sort of the stepchild to women's wear.
Yes.
When people think of the fashion business, it's women's wear first, it's women's designers. And then men's guys.
Yeah, there's like four guys. Like, you know Joseph, maybe Hugo Boss, Tommy Hilfiger, Pierre Cardin, and Marc Jacobs. That's it.
Well, you brought up Hugo Boss. I'll tell you a quick story. You talk about how cutthroat the business is. I used to design all my ties in Italy, and I would sit there and labor for hours and hours coloring, putting each color in each position of the tie, till 11:30 at night until I couldn't see anymore.
Wow.
One day, I walk into the hotel in Como, and I see my tie on the concierge, and I said, you know, as I would say, boy, that is a really great tie. I love that tie. Beautiful. And he said, you really like it? He flips it over and it says Hugo Boss.
Stop!
Yes. So what had ended up happening was at night, this, I won't mention his name, and he'll be in the book too, would go into my archives, take my designs, and bring them.
No.
Yes, to other manufacturers. So my designs that I spent hours and hours on.
Can't you sue him for that? Isn't that?
I'm sue everybody.
Call Joe Tacopina.
And Joe knows his way around Italy. Yeah. But those are the kinds of things that people don't know about. Because it really, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's gross.
And even though they sort of really take advantage of you, the Italians on occasion, they do it with a smile.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't feel.
Oh, it's like the mob. Right, right. Yeah. They shake your hand, you turn around, they shoot you
but
in the back of the head.
But it is a country of artisans, and but those things do happen.
You know, Devil Wears Prada is one of my five favorite movies.
Yeah.
That automatically makes me like one of you people, right?
Yes, you're part of the fashion industry. Well, look at the way you dress now. You're a fashionista.
Now, you've seen that movie?
Yes.
Was Meryl Streep not brilliant in that role?
She was fabulous.
I imagine everybody liked that, right?
Like, well, look, editors can be really difficult, and it's sort of this power move where, you know, they feel important. But today, with the way media is, the fashion magazines don't carry the same power as they did in the 80s.
No magazines.
No.
I don't care if it's Playboy or Sports Illustrated.
That's right. Yeah. So the fashion business has to realize it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's looking backwards and not forwards.
Agreed.
And it's really a challenge if you're in this business.
Need to get you back on Saturdays in 2022.
It
Your
was 5 fun.
O'clock show was great.
It was fun it to was do threads. We had Tommy Hilfiger on who was, you know, he was more honest and open, Tommy, who's an enormous superstar, on my show than he has been with any interviews he's done because we were insiders, and that's what this new mini-series is about, the insiders, what it's really like, because we're all human, and we all have neuroses and fears and desires, and when you take that and you put it into a great story, it's really fun to do.
Awesome. Can't wait for that to come out. I'm thankful for you, our friendship, all you've done for me over the years, which is immense. I can never really pay you back.
You have already.
No, I haven't. I love you, and you're great. And follow him, by the way, on Instagram, Designer Joseph Abood. It's a great follow. Designer Joseph Abood. And have a happy Thanksgiving. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have my daughters. Everybody's here.
Everybody's here? She's in from North Carolina?
Yeah. Ari's in from North Carolina. She's now engaged, formally engaged to Jackson, who's a great young man.
Mazel tov.
My daughter Lila's still working on her vintage business, which is very cool. She loves you. Her boyfriend Michael will be there. So, you know, that's what I said earlier. I'm thankful that this is America, that we can be together, and it's a very special day. So
enjoy it.
God bless us all.
God bless you. That's Joseph Abood, everybody, the best fashion designer in the history of the business. If you think I look good, it's because of him.